This Week in History Radio Moments.
It's 30 years this week since the BBC launched the short-lived Radio 5.
You're listening to BBC Radio 5 on Monday, the 27th of August, 1990, as the clock ticks towards the launch of Britain's first new national network in 23 years on 9:09 and 6:93 a.m., T-minus 90 minutes and counting.
One, two, three, four!
Welcome to the brand new network and the first special holiday programme on Radio 5. Take 5. I'm Bruno Brooks. We've got some great music for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, take 5!
Yes, I'm going to be with you for the next hour and a half at least with good music, as we've just said. Special guests include Paul Gazza Gascoigne, now there's a name you know. Mark Curry, of course, is with us today. Stories and quizzes with sounds like this.
Radio 5 was just bonkers. It was a bonkers radio station created by people who, I think, had gone bonkers at that time at the top of the BBC. Pig's ear of all radio stations. I mean, whoever had the idea that you could throw in children's series alongside Johnny Walker, alongside the genius of Danny Baker at breakfast?
We'll do that. There's another subject to add to it. Apart from any listeners got bare feet at the moment.
John Inverdale reflecting on Radio 5, which launched this week in 1990. Broadcast only on the old Radio 2 AM frequencies. It became BBC 5 Live 4 years later. 1979 now, and as your school summer holidays ended, a Radio 1 farewell as the BBC chart presenters change seats.
Biggest jump at the 20 this week, B.A. Robinson up 8 places to number 3 with Bang Bang. And goodbye and goodnight. The Boomtown Rats are down 1 place to
number 2.
We don't talk anymore. Will it be number 1 next week? Who knows? Thanks to the engineers over the last 2 years, and also to Bernie Andrews, but especially to Pinky, and to you for being tolerant. I'm going back to the stable now. I'll be spending my Sundays with the horses, listening to Tony Blackburn on Britain's Top 40.
Simon Bates ending his first run as regular host of the Top 40, which had been a Top 20, this week in 1979. The first commercial regional station in the East Midlands started life as Radio 106.
The official launch date of Radio 106 FM, Tuesday the 23rd of September, 6 a.m.
It then became Century 106.
With music variety and big personalities, the best station to listen to at the weekend.
Century 106!
The 12 o'clock news, I'm Kirsty Ward.
And then this week, 15 years ago, it changed to Heart 106.
Afternoon, I'm Matthew Smith, and this is Heart playing more music variety from Backstreet Boys with I Want It That Way.
Heart, or Heart 106, the first ever station to change to the Heart brand. Ironically, it was also the first ever to shed the Heart brand. It's now called Gem. Having said that, it's only three brand changes, isn't it? There are some frequencies that have had more. BBC Local Radio originally trialled the concept on 9 sites, and one of those closed this week in 1972.
Today is a very sad day for BBC Radio Durham. It's their last day of broadcast, and if you're listening up in the Durham area, you're probably more likely than not on VHF listening to Radio Durham. Well, it's closing down today, as you probably know only too well, and shutting up shop for about a year before the new radio station, BBC Radio Carlisle, opens up, I suppose, in about a year's time. Well, now you're about to leave us and do your own thing up in Durham, so let me hand you over to Eric Wise.
Thanks very much, Peter Donaldson, and indeed it is my privilege to be with you on this very last morning. So what do I say? But good morning. This is BBC Radio Durham opening up for the very last time on 94.5 VHF, and Rediffusion.
The end of BBC Radio Durham this week in 1972. On our birthday list this week, congratulations to Steve Wright. He's 66. Love the show, Steve.
Well, tonight's the night. Starting next Saturday night, I'm going to be running a little feature called Tonight's the Night. Next Saturday will be January the 12th. Now, maybe that's your birthday, or maybe it's the anniversary of when you first met somebody you love, or when you had your first date, or saw your first X film.
It's 3 o'clock in Great Britain. Now, live from the studios of 1FM, it's Steve Wright in the Afternoon, 1993.
Merry Christmas!
All right, hello, how you doing? Last minute Christmas shopping? You and me both.
Hello. This is Steve here on Radio 2. How you doing there? All right. So nice to be back with you. I just can't tell you. Partly cloudy, partly sunny, scattered thunder.
Steve Wright, they're starting on Radio 1, ending afternoons on Radio 1, and then his first show on Radio 2. And when you think back to his career and the sort of programme he's been doing, which has been remarkably consistent, still to this day, every time you hear him speak, it sounds as if he's saying it for the very first time. And that is a gift. So, with regular stereo broadcast beginning this week 58 years ago...
Well, we'll be back in a fortnight's time. If you'd like some more information about these stereophonic experiments, you can obtain a leaflet on the subject by sending a postcard, please, to the Engineering Information Department.
The first jingles from Jam aired on Radio 1 44 years ago. Harmony opening in Coventry 30 years ago, later became Kix, then Touch, now Capital.
Starting off in this first hour is Pop Up the Bhangra.
Pop Up the Bhangra. Pop Up the Bhangra.
And Walter Gabriel, the character from The Archers, born 124 years ago, played by Chris Gittins from the start of the series, both character and actor dying in 1988.
What was it you wanted, my love?
Those are this week's Radio Moments.